Hello，
早上好。
Thank you for inviting me again。
非常感谢大家这次又邀请了我。
It's always a privilege to come back。
我每次来到大家中间都感到非常的高兴。
Every time I preach, I feel like I did bad, so I don't know if you're going to invite me again. But thank you for inviting me。
每次我来到大家中间的时候，我总觉得我自己传教传的不够好，可是大家又再次邀请了我，所以我感到非常的高兴。
But it's always good to be back.
但是每次回到大家当中呢，我都觉得非常的开心。
Because we are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
因为我们是在主耶稣基督弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So it's always good to be here, and then just be with you. Just reminds me how global God is all over the world.
每次来到大家中间呢，我总是非常的高兴。有一点就是因为让我觉得我感到神在世界上与每一个人的同在。
Okay. Well, I wanna really wanted to talk about this passage.
我非常今天非常想和大家分享这个箴言的第一章第七节。
And it's about the book of Proverbs.
这是就是箴言这一章。
So we will talk aboutWisdom from four small creatures in this passage.
在这个经文当中，我会和大家讲一下，在四样小动物当中，他们的智慧所体现出的智慧。
Very interesting verse. What can we get out of these verses? But we can learn so much about wisdom in life.
这些经文呢是非常有趣的。我们可以从这个经文当中感受到很多生活的智慧。
But before we talk about that, I want to talk about Proverbs first of all.
但是当我们讲这个之前呢，我想和大家讲一下
箴言这本书。What is Proverbs about?
箴言这本书它到底讲的是什么？
It's about wisdom that we need in life.
它是讲的是生活当中的智慧。
Then secondly, we'll illustrate from another passage a little bit.
然后呢，我会向大家通过这个箴言当中的另外一些经节向大家展示一下。
And then thirdly, we'll talk about this passage.Wisdom from four little creatures.
最后呢，我会大家向大家讲一下的是，通过四个小动物当中，我们能够得到的智慧。
Wisdom is important.
智慧是非常重要的。
Because wisdom helps us to live out our lives.
因为智慧它帮助我们更好的生活。
So first of all, Proverbs is about wisdom.
首先呢，箴言这一卷书它讲的就是关于智慧的。
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
他说呢，敬畏神是知识的开端。
So when we start to be aware of God, we start to know something.
所以当我们意识到神的存在的时候呢，我们就开始认知到一些东西。
We start to have proper perspective of our life.
我们呢就对生活有了一个很好的认识。
If we don't think without God, we don't really know anything. That's what the Bible says.
圣经当中所说的就是，如果没有神，我们其实什么都不知道。
And that knowledge, as we meditate on it, becomes wisdom in our lives.
当我们去仔细的去思考这个知识的时候呢，这个知识便成为了智慧。
Many people are gifted with knowledge, but very few people are gifted with wisdom.
很多人呢都有知识，但是非常少的人拥有智慧。
What is wisdom is like a digested knowledge.
智慧是什么呢？智慧就是被你消化吸收的知识。
If you have food in your mouth but don't eat it, you know, it doesn't help you.
如果你嘴里面有食物，可是你却不去吃它，不去消化它，那这个食物对于你来说呢是没有用的。
I'm very hungry right now, so it's speaking to me.
因为我现在非常的饿，所以呢，我非常能够深切的感知到这一点。
But as you meditate on the knowledge and chew and really understand it in different aspects of life, it becomes wisdom. Wisdom is digested knowledge.
但是当你拥有了这个知识，你不仅拥有它，你去很好的去思考它，然后你吸收了它之后呢，这种知识便成为了。你的智慧。
Knowledge can be gained through studying, but wisdom can be attained through meditating and applying the word of God in your life.
所以你可以去学习知识，但是你只有不断的去思考， 不断地去吸收这样的知识，才能够拥有智慧。
So knowledge is the basis and foundation for wisdom.
所以呢，知识是智慧的基础。
So don't just stop at knowledge. Keep understanding until it become, your knowledge become wisdom.
所以呢，不要因为学到了知识就心满意足了，而是去仔细地去思考它，去吸收它，直到它成为你的智慧。
And Proverbs 1:7 is saying, fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge and wisdom.
所以在箴言呢，一章七节当中，他说到说敬畏神是敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
Fear and love is related.
爱和敬畏呢是相关的。
You don't fear something unless you love something.
如果你不爱一样东西，你不会去敬畏它。
If you love your family, you fear losing them.
如果你爱你的家人，那么你会害怕失去他们。
You don't love pen, so if you lose them, you don't fear losing pen. That's why you keep losing them.
你不爱这些你的这些文具，因为如果你失去了他们，你不会觉得害怕。
So knowing God, loving God, fearing God is beginning of wisdom.
所以认识神、爱神、敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So we should have proper fear and proper love in our life.
所以在我们的生活当中呢，我们需要去适当的去爱和适当的去敬畏。
So when you start to be aware of God and His presence and to love Him and fear Him, it says now you're beginning to know, beginning to live.
因此呢，在你的生活中，如果你认识到神的存在，并且你去爱他，去敬畏他，这就是你智慧的开始。
And that's what Proverbs is about.
这就是箴言这卷书所讲的。
It helps you to live life in awareness of God.
它帮助你能够在生活当中意识到神的存在。
Because life is about, living with God, for God, and for the glory of God.
因为生活它的意义是什么呢？就是为了神而生活，为了神的荣耀而生活。
There is worldly wisdom and there is biblical wisdom, godly wisdom.
这个有世界上的智慧，也有圣经当中的智慧。
Worldly wisdom help you to get what you want.
世界上的智慧帮助你去得到你所想要的。
So if you're a first year student, you're not as wise as the last year student.
所以呢，如果你要是现在是一年级的学生，你可能没有四年级的学生那么的有智慧。
Because you gain wisdom through your mistakes and pain, and you become wiser later on as you're studying.
因为呢，你从你的错误当中学习，你从你所经历的痛苦当中学习，所以当你成为四年级的学生的时候，可能比你第一年的时候更加拥有智慧。
There are people who are wise about studying.
有很有智慧，懂得怎么去学习的人。
There are people who are wise about making money.
有懂得取财之道的人。
There are people who are wise about gaining their position.
有知道怎么样去让自己晋升的人。
And there are guys who are wise about getting girls.
也有很会去找男朋友或者女朋友的人。
But that's worldly wisdom.
但是这是世界上的智慧。
Worldly wisdom gets you what you want.
世界上的智慧帮助你去得到你所想要的。
But biblical wisdom helps you to please God, live for God.
但是呢，圣经中的智慧它却帮助你去让神感到喜悦，去为神带来荣耀。
At the end of life,
在这个生命的最后
，What matters is how you live for God, not how you live for yourself.
在你生命的最后呢，其实什么才是最重要的？不是你为你自己做的。
If you live for yourself, if you live for yourself, everything is useless.
如果你只是为你自己而活，那么你做的一切都是没有意义的。
But if you live for God, there's greatest riches and greatest glory of God and our pleasure and joy waiting for us in whole eternity.
可是如果你为神而活，那么在永生当中你就可以看到神为你所充分的预备。
Little kids are cute but they're stupid.
小孩子们他们是很可爱的，可是他们却有的时候是愚笨的。
If you ask them, do you want $10 now or do you want $1 million one year later, most of them will take $10.
如果你问他们，你现在是想要十块钱呢，还是一年之后给你一百万？
So、
大部分人会说我要十块钱。
So cute but stupid.
很可爱，可是却有些愚笨。
But we are like that.
但是我们跟他们是一样的。
We're not even cute, but we're stupid.
我们可能没那么可爱，可是我们一样的愚笨。
We live for 70, 80 years in this life, and we forsake zillions of things that God has given for us in eternity.
我们在为自己匆匆忙忙的过了七八十年，可是却真的是不在乎神为我们预备的宝藏。
That's what Proverbs is about.
这就是箴言所讲的。
It helps us to live for God.
它帮助我们为神而生活。
Live for the eternal investment in our lives.
为了我们的永生的财宝而生活。
So out of all the books in the Bible, I think Proverbs is the book that I read the most.
所以在圣经当中这么多卷书当中，我读箴言读的最多。
Because there are short chapters, and when I was in high school, we had Bible reading contest, and more chapters you read, you win. So there are short chapters, I kept reading, and so I read many chapters.
因为我在高中的时候，我们有读经比赛，你读的章节越多呢，你就能够赢了。然后那个时候我就开始读箴言，因为它的章节是很短的，我就可以读很多。
So, if you're not wise, keep reading Proverbs. It will help you, and also help you to win a Bible reading contest.
所以，如果你觉得你现在的智慧不够用呢，就读箴言吧，而且它还能够帮助你去赢得这个读经比赛的冠军。
So Proverbs is about wisdom of God, under having the wisdom of God.
所以呢，箴言它就是讲的就是我们怎么样能够意识到神的同在，能够从这当中获得智慧。
So secondly, let's talk about example from this passage.
第二个呢，让我们来谈论一下在这个箴言当中它所举到的例子。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8 and 9 talks about money, so we all care about money, so let's learn, have example of wisdom from this.
所以在箴言30章8到9节它讲的是钱，大家都很关心钱哈，所以让我们看一下它是怎么讲的。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8 and 9, you can read it for us now.
这个我为大家读一下第30章8到9节。求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐我需用的饮食。恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Now what is this talking about?
那这段经文讲的是什么呢？
It says, help me not to be rich and help me not to be poor.
他说呢，别让我太富裕，也不要让我太贫穷。
Doesn't mean it's sin to be rich or sin to be poor.
这意味着是如果要是我特别穷或者特别富有我就犯罪了吗？
No.
不是这样的。
Because this is not law, but it's wisdom.
因为呢这并不是律法，这是智慧。
Law is something you have to do.
律法是你需要遵守的东西。
Wisdom is illustrating how to live out the law.
但是智慧呢，它是向我们展示怎么样把律法运用到生活当中去。
Wisdom is not absolute principle.
智慧呢，它并不是我们一定要遵守的东西。
But it depends on situation. It helps you to make adjustment in different situations in life so that you can live for God.
但是呢，它帮助你在不同的情况之下做出明智的决定，以此而为神而活。
So you have to think about the reasoning of why this person is asking not to be poor, not to be rich in verse 9.
所以呢，在这个章节当中，你所要问的就是为什么这个人他向神求既不太贫穷也不太富有。
Because if he's rich, he says, oh, he will forget God.
因为呢，他说了，如果要是我富有的话，我会把神给忘掉。
Because when you have a lot of things, you don't really depend on God.
因为当你拥有很多东西的时候，你并不依靠神。
Also, it's saying, "Oh, help me not to be poor, because if I'm poor, I might steal and degrade the name of God."
而且他还说呢，说我不要太贫穷，因为如果我贫穷的话，我可能会去偷窃，这样我会亵渎神。
So for this person, it was wisdom for that person.
所以对这个人来说呢，这是这个人的智慧。
So what we learn is not, oh, we shouldn't be rich or poor. What we learn is, oh, we should do as best as we can to live maximally for God.
所以我们所要学习的不是说我既不能特别贫穷，也不能特别的富有，而是我们如何能够最大限度的为神而生活。
What is the law?
律法是什么？
Law is, there is no other God like Ten Commandments.
律法就像是实践那样。
We should not have idols. Money should not be idol like one of the Ten Commandments.
我们不能有偶像，钱不能成为我们的偶像。
And then we cannot misuse God's name. We need to lift up the name of God.
然后呢，我们应该为神的名而活。
That's the law.
这是律法。
But what is wisdom?
但智慧是什么呢？
Oh, help me not to be rich.
请帮助我，不要让我太富有。
So that I will forget God.
所以呢，我就不会忘记神。
Help me not to be poor, so that I will steal and degrade the name of God.
请不要让我太贫穷，这样我就不会偷窃而亵渎神的名。
Can we glorify God when we're rich?
我们能不能，因为我们在我们富有的时候仍然荣耀神呢
？I don't know it by experience, but I think so.
我并没有这个方面的经验，但是我觉得应该是可以的。
Yes, you can be, glorify God when you're rich. You can be glorify God when you're poor.
当然了，你即使在你富有或者是贫穷的时候，你都可以荣耀神的。
You can glorify God when you're rich by being generous, to show the generous hand of God.
当你富有的时候，你可以变得很慷慨，向人们展示神是多么慷慨的神。
You can glorify God when you're poor, to show that you can still be content with God and depend on God for provision, so that you can have testimony to tell other people.
即使在你很贫穷的时候，你仍然可以荣耀神，因为你可以向人们展示你神就是你所需要的，神是你所需求的。
But wisdom is living maximally for the glory of God.
但是智慧呢，就是无论你在什么样的境遇当中，都能够最大限度的为神而活。
So if you read the whole Proverbs from this perspective, it really helps you in life.
所以如果你能够从这个角度来读箴言的话，它真的能够帮助你去更好的生活。
Again, Proverbs is not law, but wisdom.
再次强调一下，箴言它讲的并不是律法，而是智慧。
So many of us are like law people, no wisdom.
我们当中的很多人呢，是很注重律法的，但是却缺少智慧。
Sometimes many people can cause problems.Because they're so law-oriented without wisdom.
有的时候这个呢会为我们带来一些麻烦，因为我们太注重律法了，而却没有注重智慧。
Because intent of the law is to show the to so that we can help us to live for the glory of God and help us to become like Jesus Christ.
因为呢，律法的目的它是让我们能够更像主耶稣那样。
Thirdly, now let's go to this passage.
最后呢，让我们来看一下这个箴言当中所讲的
wisdom from four little creatures in this passage.
从四个动小动物当中得到的智慧。
It starts out. This passage starts out in verse 24. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise.
这个呢，从三十章第二十四节开始，地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。
It's teaching us that we are small.
它告诉我们的是，我们是很小的。
And God is big.
神却是很大的。
So it's wise to live in proper fear and love of God.
所以呢，如果要是我们能够敬畏神并且爱神，那么就给了我们智慧。
But we can be wise.
但是我们可以是有智慧的。
If we are in association, living in association with this great and awesome God.
如果要是我们的生命是以这么伟大的神为中心的。
Now it talks about four little creatures.
他们这段经文讲的是四个小动物。
Let's learn some lessons from four little creatures.
让我们从他们身上学到一些东西吧。
First creature is verse 25, ants.
第一个呢是二十五节。
Ants are creatures of little strength, yet store up food in the summer.
蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
So ants have little strength.
所以蚂蚁是无力的。
What happens when you have little strength?
你如果无力的话，就会发生什么呢？
You have to be efficient.
你必须得是高效的。
You have to really use it at appropriate time.
你必须得就把力量用在刀刃上。
So you have little strength.
所以你是无力的。
And you need to store for future.
所以你要为未来做准备。
So you gotta use your little strength that you have to invest.
所以你需要用你的有限的资源呢，来为你将来投资。
And it's talking about store for food, so it's talking about right now, invest for future.
他讲的呢是储备粮食，所以他讲的是现在为未来储备。
Because this is summer right now.
因为现在是夏天。
And the winter is coming.
但冬天呢，它就会来了。
So with little strength that you have now, invest it for future.
所以呢，虽然你现在拥有的很少，但是把它呢为将来投资。
Use the present to prepare for future.
用现在为未来做准备。
Many young people, philosophy of young people these days is like this.
当代的很多年轻人都是这么想的。
Oh, I'm not married.
我现在还没结婚呢。
I'm still single.
我现在还是单身呢。
I'm free.
我现在是很自由的。
Let's have fun. Let's enjoy.
让我们就珍惜现在的黄金时间吧。
This Bible, this verse is warning those young people.
这个经文呢，它是在警告这些年轻人。
Because you are going to get married.
因为你还是会结婚的。
You are going to have children.
你还是会有孩子的。
You are going to get busy.
你会变得非常忙碌。
You're not free now.
你现在并不是无拘无束的。
You need to prepare yourself for future.
你要为你的未来做准备。
I say it to young people, single people, you need to prepare to increase your capacity because later on you're going to be so busy, you're going to have to handle billion things.
所以我经常对那些年轻人说，对那些单身的年轻人说，你现在就要做好准备了。
You got to learn how to cook.
你要学习怎么样去做饭。
You got to learn how to take care of yourself.
你要学习怎么样照顾好你自己。
You gotta be able to handle more things so that as you raise your children, you can still serve God.
你要去学习怎么样能够做更多的事情，因为当你有孩子的时候，你仍然可以去。
Because life is gonna get harder.
因为生活它只会变得更加的艰难。
Amen, married people.
结婚了的大家能够赞同一下吗？
College, you know, many of you are probably, some are college students, some are grad students.
你们当中有一些是大学生，有一些是研究生。
College students, if they have three classes, they think they're busy.
大学生他如果有三节课，他们就觉得忙死了。
And grad students can just yell at them.
研究生呢就可以冲他们大喊大叫。
But then there are married people who are working.
但是呢，有结了婚的人他们在工作。
When you work, it's like in the morning to night.
如果你工作的话，是从早到晚的。
And then when you get married,
如果你结婚的话
，they think they're busy.
他们就觉得我就真的是很忙碌的。
But people who have children can yell at them.
但是呢，有孩子的人呢，可以冲他们大喊大叫。
You are not busy. You have so much time.
你一点都不忙，你有太多时间了。
When you start to have children, you don't have breathing time.
当你有孩子之后，你都没时间呼吸了。
And then you have two children.
然后你有两个孩子，不止一个。
Three children.
三个。
Life only gets busier.
生活呢，只是越变越忙。
Oh, when my kids go to college, when my kids get married, it'll be easy.
好吧，他就想了，那当我孩子上了大学，我孩子结婚了，就会变得容易了。
It's not easy after kids get married.
孩子结婚之后不会变得容易的。
Because you have now one more person to worry about.
因为现在你有更多了，你多了一个人去担心。
His wife or her husband.
你儿子的媳妇，或者是你女儿的丈夫。
Even though they're away, they're closer to your heart.
即使他们并不跟你，他们离你住的地方很远，他们
仍然。And when they have children,
担心。当他们有孩子的时候。
More to worry about.
你需要担心的就更多了。
Life gets harder.
生活它是只会变得更难。
So you gotta learn to depend on God.
所以你需要学习如何去倚靠神。
Learn to be content with His presence.
学习呢，怎么样在神的同在当中获得满足。
Learn to love and learn to pray and learn to handle more things in life.
学习如何去爱，如何去祷告，如何呢，在能够做越来越多的事情。
Because we have only small strength.
但是我们是无力的。
We have to use efficiently.
我们需要去有效的运用我们有限的。
We only have small time.
我们只有有限的时间。
We have to use it efficiently.
我们需要有效的去利用这些时间。
Because if you use it for some other things, you're not preparing for future because winter is coming.
因为如果你要是把你的时间用在一些地方，你就没有办法为未来做准备。冬天它是会来的。
I can preach the whole sermon on this verse, but we have to go to three more.
我可以今天的讲到就讲这一点，但是呢，我们还有三样不同的智慧要讲的。
Let's go to the second little creature.
让我们呢现在看一下第二样小动物。
Verse 26.
26节。
Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags, cliff.
沙帆呢是软弱之类，却在磐石中造房。
So conies are small creatures that live around the rocks.
所以呢，沙帆他们是很小的动物，他们是在石头当中生存的。
Because they're weak.
因为他们是很软弱的。
They need to always hide when the stronger animal comes.
所以他们当大的动物来的时候，他们一定要藏到石头当中。
Ants are little strength well used.
蚂蚁呢是无力的动物，但是他们却有效地运用了自己有限的资源。
Conies are little strength.Well realized, they know.
但沙帆呢，他们是很软弱的，但是他们知道他们的软弱。
They know they're weak.
他们知道他们是软弱的。
So they always stay close to the rock.
所以他们总是离那个石头很近。
Because anything can kill them.
因为任何东西都可以把他们给杀死。
So they can always hide behind the rock.
所以他们呢，可以一直就藏在石头里面。
Jesus Christ said, "Apart from Jesus, we are nothing."
主耶稣说过呢，和主耶稣分离的话，我们什么都不是。
We need to always stay close to the rock.
我们需要永远的和我们的磐石离得很近。
And Jesus Christ is our rock.
主耶稣就是我们的磐石。
Whenever we fail,
当我们失败的时候
，People want to run away from God.
很多人呢就想从神，就想远离神。
Stay close to the rock.
走近神吧。
Always fall on the rock solid foundation of Jesus Christ.
总是把主耶稣的话作为一切的基础。
Because if you're Christian,
因为如果你是基督徒
and when you fall, you never fall into hell.
因为如果要是你，你如果要是跌倒的话呢，你不会一直无尽的跌倒。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus Christ is our rock.
因为主耶稣是我们的磐石。
Lowest we can fall on is the rock solid foundation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们最低能够跌到哪儿呢？也就是跌到主耶稣他的这个磐石上。
Always stay close to the rock.
我们一定要一直的和主耶稣离得很近。
Because we are weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
And whenever you go through hard time and difficult time.
尤其是当你在经历一段很难过的时间的时候。
Always fall on your knees on the rock.
所以呢，就跪下来祷告吧，一定要和主耶稣在一起。
Depend on him，
倚靠神。
Ask for his strength，
寻求神给我们
力量。Ask for his power，
寻求他给我们能力。
So he can strengthen you，
所以呢，他能够使我们变得更加的强大。
So that you have strength to overcome any hardships and temptations in your life。
所以呢，无论境遇是多么的艰难，你一定能够顺利的度过。
What about when we need to minister to other people？
那我们当向别人传教的时候，应当
怎么做呢？ We are weak.
我们是软弱的。
Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
如果不是因为神的话，我们什么都做不了。
So stay close to the rock.
所以呢，和磐石离得很近。
Constantly pray, Lord, strengthen me, help me to love, help me to minister to other people.
所以去向神祈求说，请给我爱，请给我能力，让我向别人传教。
Because we have little power.
因为我们没有什么力量的。
Make home around the cross.
所以呢，让我们在十字架的周围生活。
Because we're going to need forgiveness.
因为我们需要被原谅。
Make home around the tomb of Jesus Christ in the empty tomb.
所以呢，让我们把家建在主耶稣的空的那个洞穴旁边。
We're going to need his resurrection power.
因为我们需要他这种重生的力量。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
如果和他分离了，我们什么都做不了。
But with him, we can do everything.
但是如果和他在一起呢，我们什么都能做。
And when I preach, I always stay close to the rock.
所以当我传教的时候，我总是和主耶稣。
Oh Lord, help me.
神啊，帮助我吧。
So that there'll be power in my preaching.
所以我的传教是有力量的。
So that I can be invited back next time.
所以下一次他们还会邀请我回来。
Because apart from him, I can do nothing.
因为我知道和神分离，我什么都做不了。
When you study,
当你学习的时候
，When you take care of your spouse,
所以当你照顾你配偶的时候
，When you take care of your children,
当你照顾你孩子的时候
，When you work,
当你工作的时候
，When you befriend a non-Christian,
当你呢试着和非基督的人交朋友的时候
，We don't have power.
我们没有力量
，We are nothing.
我们什么都没有。
So stay close to the rock.
所以呢，和神离得很近。
Jesus Christ will strengthen us.
因为主耶稣他会让我们变得有力量，他会帮助我们的。
Let's learn from the third small creature.
让我们现在看一下第三个小动物。
Locusts.
蝗虫。
蝗虫。
Yeah.
Oh. 蝗虫。
蝗虫。
Oh. Very similar to Korean word, I think.
啊，说和韩语当中的蝗虫很像。
哦，蝗虫。Okay. 蝗虫。
Yeah.
Okay. Ants are little strength well used.
蚂蚁呢是没有什么力量，但是他们却有效运用自己力量。
Conies are little strength well realized.
沙蜂是软弱，但是他们却有自知之明的。
Locusts are little strength well gathered.
但蝗虫呢，他们是没有什么力量，但是他们在一起却团结。
Locusts have no king, yet advance together in ranks.
蝗虫没有君王，却分队而出。
No king.
没有君王。
But it emphasizes togetherness, well organized.
但是他们却组织得很好，他们是一个团队。
But they are together, unity.
他们是在一起的。
They are in tune together.
他们在一起非常的和谐。
They gather strength and they become force that is so powerful that can, you know, destroy a country.
他们在一起之后，他们就变成了一个团队，特别的有力量，以至于能够摧毁一个国家。
China knows about this, right?
中国呢，很对这个很清楚。
You know very well, incredible power because they're together.
你们知道，你们很清楚，因为在一起的话就非常的有力量。
And then they advance together.
然后他们一起进步。
They're together in their purpose and goal.
他们在一起呢，共同实现他们的目标。
And then they're in ranks. They move in ranks.
然后他们是分队而出的。
Each of them have their own things that they're doing. They're calling together, different things, but calling together.
他们虽然每个人所处理的事情不同，但是他们知道他们的召唤是一样的。
This is just like the Church of Jesus Christ.
这就像是主耶稣的教会一样。
All the believers together.
所有的基督徒是在一起的，我们是在一起的。
They advance together.
我们一起进步。
They do things together.
我们一起做东西。
Each of them in their calling.
我们每一个人有主耶稣对我们不同的
召唤。If this is church, then why does it say locusts have no king?
如果这是一个教会的话，为什么这上面说的是他们没有君王呢？
Well, it seems like we have no king because our king is invisible.
这看起来我们是没有君王的，因为我们的君王是肉眼看不到的。
But that king will one day be visible.
但是我们的君王有一天我们终究会看到。
It seems it's like that in our lives, all over Christians, all over the world.
就是对于世界各地的基督徒来说都是一样的。
We don't talk to each other.
我们跟大家互相交流。
But each church, each Christian doing their part in their places.
虽然有的时候我们是远离的，但是我们每一个教会所做的东西都是为了。
In our hearts is one purpose to expand God's kingdom, expand God's territory.
因为每一个教会，我们的目标都是共同来去荣耀神的国，扩张神的国。
Purposely advancing the territory of God.
我们是要很有目标的去扩大神在地上的这个国。
Each and every one of us doing our own calling.
每一个人的使命是有不同。
Though we cannot see our King.
虽然我们现在还看不到我们的神。
We live for our King.
我们为他而活。
We are in love with our King.
我们爱我们的神。
And one day the king will return.
而且在某一天呢，我们的神会再次降临。
But in our lives we are serving the Lord together, expanding God's kingdom.
但是呢，在我们的生活当中，我们共同服侍神，来荣耀神的国，扩大神的国。
Jesus Christ was only visible on this earth for 33 years.
主耶稣呢，他只是在这个地上生活了33年。
He's been invisible than the dead for many, many years.
那从此之后呢，他就不见了好多好多年。
Yet he conquered our hearts.
但是呢，他却战胜了我们的心。
What an incredible king!
这是一个多么不可思议的君王啊！
And we don't even know each other.
我们甚至都不知道彼此。
Yet we are living for God together in different places in the world.
但是呢，我们在世界各地的基督徒，我们在一起为神而生活。
So, and we call ourselves brothers and sisters in Christ.
而且我们自称是主耶稣的之内的弟兄姐妹。
I've had, you know, just a few months ago I was in Japan.
我在日本呢待了一段时间，几个月前。
And I saw Christians there.
然后我在那儿呢看到了基督徒。
And if you think about history of Japan, China, and Korea,
如果你想想呢，这个中日韩之间的历史哈。
Human eyes were supposed to be enemies.
我们韩国人跟日本人应该是敌对的，我们应该是敌人。
But blood of Jesus Christ can melt the hearts.
但是呢，主耶稣的宝血它洗净了这一切。
And we are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督当中是弟兄姐妹。
Serving the same King.
我们共同来服侍同一位君王。
And advancing the same territory of the same King for the kingdom of God.
我们共同来去扩张神在地上的国。
Is this powerful?
这难道力量不大吗？
Wow, powerful story of our King.
这真的是我们君王很有力的一个故事。
And we need each other.
我们需要彼此。
You know, each and every one of us, we receive, power from Jesus every time we come to church.
我们每一个人每次来教会的时候，我们都从主耶稣那里得到能量。
Do you know that?
你们知道这个吗？
We come, you sing, you're receiving different blessings.
你们每个人所得到的祝福是不一样的。
And when you sing,
而当你犯罪的时候，
Ephesians 5 says, sing to one another psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
这个圣经当中有提到说是每个人都会犯罪。
Of course, it says sing to the Lord, but it also says sing to one another psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
他当然讲到过说对神犯罪，但是也讲到过对人。
So as we are singing to Jesus,
当我们呢就是
we are listening to one another.
当我们向主耶稣唱。
Now what's happening when that happens?
听到每一个人。那当这个发生的时候，有什么事情发生？
You receive some part of Jesus.
你得到了神的某一个部分。
And when you're singing, you're sharing Jesus you received to the other person, and that person is sharing Jesus that person received to you.
当你唱赞美诗的时候呢，你得到了神的一部分，你们也彼此去分享。
Incredible spiritual empowerment exchanges taking place whenever believers gather together.
所以呢，任何时候当基督徒聚在一起的时候，这种属灵的成长是令人难以置信的。
And it is not just in singing.
而这不仅仅是在唱赞美诗的。
It's just being there.
就是在这儿，你只要来了。
Smile when you smile at one another.
当你向彼此微笑的时候。
When you say hello.
当你说你好的时候。
But as a believer, it's not just hello.
但是呢，作为一个基督徒，这不仅仅是你好。
It's supernatural hello.
这是一个超过人的这种。
You know, like those Chinese movies, has a power.
你看过的中国功夫电影片吗？就是他们这种轻功哈。
It's like that spiritually.
就是像那样的这种，只是在属灵上。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
So if I say hi,
就好像是他说 hi 的时候，然后大家都感受到一股强大的能量。
We have spiritual power of Jesus Christ.
我们有属灵的力量，来自于主耶稣的力量。
And whenever we gather together, there's spiritual interaction going on.
所以，当我们每次聚在一起的时候呢，就会有属灵之间的这种交流。
It's happening when I'm preaching.
是当我传道的时候。
It's happening when she's translating.
当我翻译的时候，大家能够感受到。
It's happening when you're laughing.
当你们笑的时候，大家能够感受到。
Oh, it's so encouraging, to me when you're laughing.
当你笑的时候，对于我来说是很有鼓励意义的。
Oh, at least they don't think it's boring.
太好了，他们至少不觉得这是很无聊的。
But it's a supernatural laughter.
但是这是一个超越了世界的这种笑。
When you talk to each other in the fellowship.
当我们去聚集去 fellowship hall 的时候。
Oh, how's your family?
你的家人怎么样了？
Oh, love of Jesus Christ is being shared.
对神的爱就这样在我们当中被分享了。
And we are being strengthened together.
而我们呢就一起在一起呢被强壮了。
This is the essence of the Church of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣教会的这个重点。
And then we separated to different parts of our life.
然后呢，虽然我们生活其他的这个道路可能有所不同。
And we are carrying Jesus into the world.
但是我们一起把主耶稣带到这个世界当中。
Into your home.
带到家里
into your workplaces,
带到工作的地方
into your classrooms,
带到你的教室
Oh, we are carrying the power and the love of Jesus Christ into the world.
我们呢 带着这种对这种神的爱给我们的力量来到世界的。
And Jesus Christ is so vast.
主耶稣他实在是太伟大。
And we are to be the body of Christ.
我们是神的肢体。
Meaning we represent Jesus Christ.
说明呢，我们代表神。
So when we go out,
所以当我们出去的时
候，tearing little part of Jesus, little part of Jesus.
所以我们是每一个人都是很小一部分的主耶稣。
The world can see Jesus through us.
所以这个世界他们可以通过我们作为一个整体看到主耶稣。
Locusts have no king.
蝗虫没有君王。
Yet they advance together in ranks.
但是他们分队而出。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the last little creature.
最后的一个小动物。
Lizard.
蜥蜴。
Have you seen lizard?
你们看过蜥蜴吗？
Have you, not in the movies, have you literally seen lizard?
你看就在现实生活中大家有人看到过蜥蜴吗？
Yeah. Many of them in Africa when I go to Africa.
在非洲有很多的蜥蜴。
Many of them in bathrooms.
很多时候他们是在就是厕所间。
Many of them in like rooms, in buildings, church, everywhere.
在教会啊或者是建筑物当中很多到处都是。
Proverbs 30 verse 28 says, Lizard can be caught with a hand.
第28节啊他说手工也就是蜥蜴用爪抓墙却。
They're small, they can be caught with a hand.
就他们很小用手就能抓住。
They're actually good because they eat all the other insects, I think.
他们其实是很好的因为他们把另外一些就是小的。
I know some of you go, oh, disgusting, but they're cute. They're a little cute and they eat all the bad insects.
我知道你们有的人会说啊太恶心了但其实他们是很可爱的他们把那些害虫都给吃了。
But that's not the point of the sermon, but lizard can be caught with a hand.
这个呢不是我今天要讲的哈就是蜥蜴可以用手就抓住了。
And then he says, yet it is found in king's palaces.
然后呢这上面说是却住在王宫。
But you have to understand something important.
你们需要了解非常重要的一点。
Up to now, all the creatures have been plural.
我们之前所讲到的三样小动物呢它都是复数的形式。
A lizard here is singular.
但是就这里第四样啊，圣经当中讲的，它是用单数的形式。
So other creatures have been explained as plural in these verses, and lizard here is singular.
之前的这些小动物都是复数，就这里是单数。
Why?
为什么呢
？I think the emphasis of the author writer is individual, us individually.
我觉得呢，这个作者哈，他想的是我们每一个人，就是这是单数嘛，就每一个人。
Something to do with each lizard.In association with king's palaces.
就是每一个人呢就是每一个蜥蜴他们和王宫之间的关系。
I believe it's talking about undeserved association.
我觉得他讲的是蜥蜴所不配有的这种关系。
Small little lizard caught with a hand, not important, yet living in king's palace.
一个很小的完全不值得一提用手就抓住的蜥蜴却住在王宫里面。
How many people can live in a king's palace?
有多少人能够住在王宫里面呢？
Not many.
没有那么多吧。
But lizard can. This lizard can.
但是蜥蜴是可以的，这个蜥蜴是可以的。
I think that's the point.
我觉得这就是重点。
The undeserved association.
这种不配有的关系。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
Yet because of Jesus Christ.
但是因为主耶稣基督。
We can be in the king's palaces.
我们可以住在神的王国里。
We can be called the children of God.
我们可以被称为是神的儿女。
Because Jesus Christ, the Son of the true King, died in our behalf. So we can be in Jesus Christ, so we can be children of God and live in king's palaces.
因为主耶稣基督他为我们的罪而死，因为他的这种牺牲，我们才可以被称为是神的儿女。
Because of Jesus.We can have this incredible association, yet undeserved.
正是因为主耶稣基督，我们才能够有这种令人难以置信的，却不配得的这种关系。
So you can put these pictures together.
所以大家可以把这些都放在一起。
Each and every one of us in relationship with God.
我们每一个人和神之间的关系。
We are so close to God and be with Him, though we don't deserve it.
我们和神非常的近，我们愿意跟他在一起，虽然我们其实是不配的。
There is our identity. We are in relation to God as children of God in Jesus Christ.
我们是主，我们是神的儿女，因为在主耶稣当中。
So we are little creatures. So we need to use everything that we have in our lives, for future.
我们是很小的，我们不值得一提，所以我们要用我们所拥有的为未来做准备。
But we are weak, so we need to stay close to the rock.Stay close to in our relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们也很软弱，所以我们要和神离得很近。
But together we advance the kingdom of God.
但是我们在一起，我们可以一同为神而效力。
Become a powerful force in the world to live for the maximum glory of God.
所以我们可以成为这个世界上很大的一股力量，能够为神而荣耀神。
And when the world sees us,
当这个世界看到我们的时候
，Who are these people? They have no king, but they yet.They're organized. They're advancing their ground.
这些人他是从哪儿来的？他们没有君王，可是他们却这么的有效。
But one day Jesus Christ will return.
但是在某一天呢，主耶稣基督他是会回来的。
He's going to reward us. You are my good and faithful servant.
他会呢，他们会嘉奖我们说，你们是我的很忠心的奴仆。
My lizard.
我的蜥蜴。
My ants.
我的蚂蚁。
My conies,
我的沙帆
my locusts for the kingdom of God, the Church of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣的教会
So have personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以和主耶稣之间有一个个人的关系
Be empowered and strengthened.
所以我们就能够从他那里得到力量
We only have short time in our life.
我们的生命是有限的
Efficiently invest everything for the eternity.
我们要努力有效地为我们的永生而去做投资。
But let's do this together.
但是让我们一起来做这个。
Loving each other.
我们在主内。
Strengthening each other.
使每一个人都变得更
强壮。So that Jesus Christ can be pictured through us together.
所以主耶稣基督能够用我们，通过我们来工作。
I'll tell you about this. There was a famous comedian a few decades ago in America.
在美国好几年好几十年之前有一个很有名的一个喜剧家
He was very famous during World War II
他在第二次世界大战之间是非常有名的
And there were veterans having a show
所以那时候就是会那种参加过战役的那些人他们就
So they were inviting him to come and do a comedy show
所以他们就邀请了这个喜剧家
Oh, he said, oh, I'm too busy. Can I just come and just one sentence and go off?
他说我实在是太忙了，我能不能就来跟你们说一句话，然后就走。
And then show will be finished by other comedians.
然后这个你们的这个演出呢，就有其他的笑星来完成。
And because he was so famous, he said, oh, just one line and go, and that'll still be good for us.
因为他当时实在太出名了，他们就说好好好，你就说一句话就足够了。
So he came.
所以他来了。
He.Said something.
然后他说了一些话。
People were laughing so funny.
然后大家就全场哄堂大笑。
But he kept going.
但是他又不断的在说。
Five minutes.
五分钟。
Ten minutes.
十分钟。
He went on for about 30 minutes.
他说了大概三十分钟。
And then he came down.
然后呢，他走了。
So the organizers were going, "Why you said you were going to do one sentence? Why did you stay for like 30 minutes?"
所以呢，那个组织者就很疑惑，就问他：“你说你只说一句话，怎么一下说了三十分钟呢
？”And so people are so happy, people enjoyed it so much.
然后大家都很开心，大家都特别的。
You want me to tell you the reason why?
你想让我告诉你是什么原因吗
？Sure.
当然了。
Come here.
你过来吧。
And he showed the front row.
然后他就向他展示了第一排。
And there were two soldiers.
是两位战士。
One lost right arm.In the war, the other lost the left arm in a war.
一个人丢失在战争中丢失了左臂，一个人丢失了右臂。
And they were laughing.
他们笑得特别开心。
And they were clapping.
他们鼓掌。
How were they clapping?
他们怎么鼓掌的呢
？They were clapping like this together.
就 high five 式的鼓掌。
Because they needed the other hand. One person needed the other person's hand. The other person needed the other person's hand to clap hands together.
因为他们呢需要用彼此的手来一同来才能够鼓掌。
That's Church of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣的教会。
We are weak.
我们是软弱的。
We are deficient.
我们是没有效力的。
But we need one another.
但是我们是需要彼此的。
So that we can give all the praise and glory to God.
只有这样，我们才能够荣耀神、赞美神。
So let's serve together.
我们只有这样才能够为神而。
All the glory to God.
所有的荣耀都归于神。
Let's pray.
让我们共同来祷告。
Pray for 1 minute to, so that each and every one of us, we can be faithful for Him.
向神祷告，希望能够让我们每一个人都对神能够一直很相信。
So pray one more minute that this church can be united.
然后呢，我们再用一分钟来祷告，祷告我们的这个教会能够团结在一起。
Many new students will be coming in a few weeks.
很多新生呢，在两周之后就会来到学校了。
Church needs to reach out to them together.
我们的教会呢，需要共同的欢迎他们。
Let's pray for that.
让我们为此而祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your love for us in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，神啊，感谢你在主耶稣的当中为我们带来的爱。
We do not deserve our relationship with you, but we can be your children and live in your palaces.
我们虽然不配得这样的关系，但是我们可以成为你的儿女，在你的王宫当中。
Help us to live close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
请你帮助我们，让我们和主耶稣走得更近。
Always. In close relationship with the Christ.
真的是求你让我们和主耶稣越来越近。
Help us to use our life, short life, maximally for you.
祈求你让我们用我们有限的这个生命来为你做事。
But help us to serve together to expand your kingdom.
让我们共同服侍你，让我们能够共同扩大你的国度。
Be with this church.
请你和我们的教会在一起。
May they be united for so that territory of Jesus Christ can expand through this church.
求你让我们能够团结起来，所以这样的话，主耶稣，你的国能够通过我们的教会而扩大。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.